It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken brings us a word on food, and our Miami-Dade Arts Calendar features Deborah Margol. Now, we preview the 25th Donald Ephraim Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival with film critic Dan Hudak and festival director Ms. Ellen Wedner.
This year, more than ever, as the Donald M. Ephraim Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival hits its silver anniversary, what it truly means to be Jewish is at the forefront of the festival's themes. There are about 70 films in the festival, which runs from January 15th through February 8th, and they come from all over the world, and topics vary from Jewish culture and arts to historical achievements and social change. One movie focused on social change is Joachim Prinz, I Shall Not Be Silent, a documentary about a rabbi who spoke openly against the Nazis in Berlin in the 1930s and later spoke at the March on Washington in 1963. Here's an excerpt from the film's trailer, taken from one of Prinz's speeches.
The most important thing that I learned in my life is that bigotry and hatred are not the most urgent problem. The most urgent, the most disgraceful, the most shameful, and the most tragic problem is silence.
Joachim Prinz, I Shall Not Be Silent, is part of the Real Issues documentary screening series at the 25th Annual Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival. Joining us now to talk about all the screenings, guests, and events is Festival Director Ellen Wedner. Ellen, thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
My pleasure.
Now, you ran the Miami Jewish Film Festival for 10 years. This is your second year in Palm Beach. I'm curious to know, what's the biggest difference you found between the Miami Festival and now in Palm Beach?
Well, in terms of the festival, there's not a lot that's different. We all try to bring the best films we can. I know Miami is still doing that, and we are doing that in Palm Beach. This is a much bigger festival. It's 3 weeks, 71 films, so it's in three different locations. You know, sometimes, Dan, in South Florida, people just don't want to drive. So we're taking the festival to them. We're in Boca Raton, we're in Delray Beach, and we're in Palm Beach Gardens. Palm Beach County is a large, large, large county. And the other thing that's different is this was an opportunity to do something that I've always personally wanted to do, which is build a year-round film department. And yes, there is enough Jewish film and social issue film to do that.
What are some of the most prominent themes that you're finding in the Jewish films you program this year?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I used to say years ago when I came on the program that we were trying very hard not to be a Holocaust film festival. We want people to know we entertain and we engage and we have lots of different things. This year, I've had difficulty finding things that I thought would really tell a good story about the Holocaust. Instead, I found some things that really cover very current issues, issues in other countries, the 1950s, which, you know, people just didn't talk about, anti-Semitism in France, current in the 2000s, Delhi in New York and Texas, football in Israel, American football in Israel. So it's just sort of all over the place. And I think that's what makes an interesting film festival, a little something for everybody.
Yeah, you're kind of narrowing in on Jewish identity and what it means. And it means a lot of different things in a lot of different places. And yet there's a unity to it at the same time. You have numerous filmmakers and guests coming to town, including Nancy Spielberg. She's his sister, for those who are wondering, for Above and Beyond, your opening night film.
Yes. We're really very excited about this film because it's a film about the foundation of the Israeli Air Force and how many American men pilots went and volunteered their time after, you know, surviving World War II to do this. And so I think it's really very exciting. The film is made by Roberta Grossman. She is the director. Nancy was the producer of the film. And Roberta, a few years ago, I think the last year I was in Miami, did a film called Hava Nagila. And we all know she's a wonderful documentarian that makes good film that entertains and educates at the same time. So right away, we knew we were going to look at it. And Nancy brings something different to the plate because she really knew these pilots and really really can talk intelligently about them. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting night.
Absolutely. And then you have something that's very cool. I mean, the great thing about film festivals, you have your dramas and your comedies, but you also have great documentaries showing your real issues documentaries, three that I want to touch on. One is Esther Broner, A Weave of Women. I've never heard of her, but she transcended what it meant to be Jewish and a woman in the 1970s.
I mean, that's what's amazing. I had never heard of her either. And I think that's the point of the film. Lily Revlon, who made the film, is coming for one of the screenings. And we really wanted to sort of connect Judaism, if you will, and the whole concept of how we live our life to a broader world. And I think that by doing Real Issues, we're tying into other communities and offering something that everybody in Palm Beach will be interested in. While she was Jewish and very much promoted the cause of Jewish feminism, there was also a fight for just feminists in the 70s. And she much mirrors that. And it's really fun to see a young Bella Abzug and a young Gloria Steinem. So it's a really interesting film. I think it's going to be really, really wonderful.
And then there's a film called Joachim.
Very good,
Prinz.
Dan.
Joachim Prinz, I Shall Not Be Silent. I mean, this guy, he's a rabbi in Berlin in the 1930s speaking out against the Nazis. And then he continues his work and he's at the March on Washington right next to Martin Luther King. It's a phenomenal story.
It's a phenomenal story. And I think one of the most interesting things about this film is since we've published the brochure and opened up our website and people have started to hear, so many people have walked up to me at different events and said, he bar mitzvahed me. I knew his kids. I was in his congregation. He was really the kind of person I think we all hope to be. He was arrested 4 or 5 times by the Gestapo, but he didn't stop telling the Jews, leave Germany. It's not good here. He was the chief rabbi at a very young age. And when he came here to Newark and he had his congregation, he really wanted to have an opportunity to say, this isn't right, when he saw what was happening in the 50s and 60s. And he said, we have to speak out. We all do. And it's probably a lesson we should all learn today.
Yes, absolutely. And not just speak out, but also, I think, collaborate and work together toward a greater good. Talking with Ellen Wender of the Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival starts January 15th. The third film in the Real Issue documentaries series is called Of Many. And I love movies like this. You have a rabbi and an imam. You have Jewish and Muslim students on college campuses, and they're working together. And it's just showing a unity and a power of a common humanity that we all share, and then the ability to get beyond all those other things that keep us apart. Not that those things aren't important, but all those other things that keep us apart.
Well, you know, one of the students says in the film, this may not be a conversation that can be had in the Middle East, but we think it's one that has to be had here. And that's the hope of the next generation. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why we're showing it.
Yeah, it's a great choice. You also have a tribute to the great Leni Kazan, Oy Vey, My Son is Gay. The film's from 2010, but she's coming to town.
She's coming to town. She's accepting a Jewish Film Arts Award. And we just thought it's fun. You know, this is the 25th year of the Donald M. Ephraim Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival. And so we really wanted to do something different and fun. And we thought bringing Leni would be fun because she's just a lovely person. People can come and have dessert with her and talk to her. And then we're going to do this fun film that's all about family, which is really what it should be about.
And speaking of fun, you also have a film called Quality Balls, the David Steinberg story.
Yeah.
About a comedian who turned director, and a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And the name Quality Balls, just so you're in case any of you were wondering, comes from an interview he did with Jerry Seinfeld when he was really the first person to take on President Nixon. And Jerry Seinfeld said, you really have quality balls. Not an expression you think of with a Jewish film festival, but, you know, there you go.
I also want to, since I have you here, one of your screeners is a personal friend of mine. His name's Larry Parsky. Just want to give a shout out to Larry Parsky up in Palm Beach. Ellen,
great.
I want to wrap this with one final question. The one thing you'd like people to take away from this film festival is?
The one thing I think people should take away from this film festival is they're great films. You're going to be entertained. You're going to be engaged. And, you know, it would be great if you learned a little something, too, that we would like. But I think that the best thing is you'll have fun and you'll see films that you may never get an opportunity to see again.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival will be held January 15th through February 8th. Screenings are at the Kravis Center for the Performing Arts in West Palm, Cinemark Palace in Boca Raton, Cobb Theaters downtown in Palm Beach Gardens, Frank Theaters in Delray Beach, and Movieco City Place in West Palm Beach. For more information, go to pbjff.org or call 877-318-0071. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at punchdrunkmovies.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.